The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust, the kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you to the Tony's Event Center in Salina, Kansas, where it is the semifinal round of the Kansas State High School Activities Association Class 4A State Basketball Tournament tonight. The Atchison Phoenix are up against the Hugoton Eagles. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering of the CARE Sports Studio. Tom Cousin here, courtside. Wow. What a great matchup this is, as we've got a pair of teams here tonight that, let's face it, they're good. Both of them are very good. Atchison coming into the game at 21-2. Hugoton coming into the game at 21-2. The Phoenix, two losses coming to a Highland Park team that I think is very likely to win Class 5A. Hugoton has two losses, and they've got losses too. A couple of good teams, each of those losses by 1 point. They lost to Life Prep 48-47. They lost to Sterling 53-52. Now, you're going to ask, tell me a little bit about Hugoton, okay? I've had Atchison fans say, where is Hugoton? Well, you go southwest. I mean, way, way southwest. Stevens County, almost in the very corner, right next to Morton. They are in the corner, 136 miles north of Amarillo, 222 miles west of Wichita, 271 miles southeast of Denver. So they are in the very southeast corner of the state of Kansas. Hugoton is a small city, 3,747 people, but they bring a lot of students in from around the area, and in western Kansas, not heavily populated, so they bring in athletes and students into that school from some considerable distance away. So Hugoton, relatively rural, relatively large geographically, and have enough young athletes and students in there to make it a Class 4A school. You want to know who gets what kind of competition does Hugoton play? Well, we mentioned they lose to Life Prep and Sterling. They also will lose to some, or beat some smaller schools like Cimarron and Syracuse and Ulysses. but you're also going to find them playing bigger teams. They beat Liberal. They've beaten Goodland. So you've got pretty good-sized schools in West Kansas that have lost to Hugoton. Here in the state tournament, first-round game, they came up against Abilene, and they knocked off the Cowboys last night 53-41, and a lot of the wins for Hugoton this season have been by substantial margins. They won a couple of close ones, but there are a lot of games that they have won by 15, 18, 20, 25 points during the course of the season. So they are very capable, and they are a very good and very well-coached team. Wait, speaking of coaches, Joseph, you like that transition? We're going to take a few minutes here before the ball game tonight, and we're going to have a chat with Phoenix head coach Pat Battle. We were able to catch up with him today, and we're going to share that conversation with you. We'll return here to Salina, Kansas. Tip-off 9 minutes away. Don't leave us right here on K Radio. High School Hoops and the Phoenix Championship run continues right after this.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska Flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with two for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get two Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
We've got Pat Battle, head coach of the Atchison Phoenix, with us. And coach, to start off, we have to begin with, congratulations, man. The guys just played so well last night in this state tournament.
Yeah, no problem. Credit goes to the kids. They did a great job of executing what we wanted to get done. And sometimes when things weren't doing what we wanted to do, they improvised and adapted. So it was a really good win for us last night. Very proud of them.
I love how this team has progressed. It seems like the guys each have really a role on the team, and they're at a point where they know what their job and what their thing to do is, and they're putting it all together.
Yeah, I think a lot of part of that has to do with their just genuine unselfishness. They share the ball so well. And I think the other part is, too, I felt really confident coming into the tournament that we were well prepared for what we were going to be facing. I had some really great practices during the week, so I thought it was a really good opportunity.
You talk about confidence. Your guys show that confidence. Early in the game, maybe the threes weren't going down. They knew they had that ability. They knew they had the skill. So what do shooters do? You continue to shoot, and they had that confidence.
Yeah, we shot a lot of them in the first half. I really think, though, too, that our strength is going inside. But that's what was there. They took what the defense was giving them, for sure. I know that coming out tonight, it's going to be a different look, certainly, when we play Hugoton.
Coach, before we talk about Hugoton, I have to ask you a question. This is kind of a off the side. People don't understand, when you travel with a team, you go out of town, and, of course, you're going to spend a day, a couple of days now in Salina in the state tournament. You've got a block of time during the day. What did you and the team do all day today?
I'll be honest with you. It moves pretty fast. We started in the morning. We had breakfast together, then allowed them to just relax and watch TV, or in this case for them, it's being on the phones, I think, a little bit. And then we practiced this morning. So we did a walkthrough practice, got some good shooting in, and then lunchtime, and next thing you know, before you know it, you're going to the arena. So it really does go a lot faster than people tend to think it does.
I suppose the phones and things make a little difference. In the old days, maybe a movie, or the guys that go to a mall just to walk around and stretch around a little bit. But you got to use somebody's gym today. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, the city of Salina has been really good to us, and we really appreciate it. We were at Kansas Wesleyan yesterday because we did a walkthrough there just to get their legs. You know, because it's a bit of a drive to come from Atchison down to Salina, and we wanted to make sure they got stretched out. So we were able to shoot at Kansas Wesleyan yesterday, and then today we were at the city of Salina Auditorium. So it's a yeah, they've been really good. They're always gracious hosts. It was makes it a great, great tournament and a special tournament.
With back-to-back-to-back games, there's so little time to prepare for an opponent. Do you know really much about Hugoton, and does that affect what you're going to do tonight?
Oh, we've been working really hard at it. It is tough. It's a tough turnaround. We've been doing some advanced scouting. You know, you always have to be looking ahead as a coach, and the what-ifs and the just-in-cases pop up from time to time. So we've been working, you know, as soon as we knew our opponents, we got to work last night and burned the midnight oil a little bit. But, yeah, we do know. We know they're really good. They return a lot of experience, a lot of depth. They're big. You know, they look a lot like us. They get out and run, and I think it's going to be one of those games that, you know, who can maintain that endurance throughout the game is going to really be a factor.
So we're going to see Atchison doing the same things tonight that we saw last night, really through the season, right? I mean, you can't really change game 20-something into the year.
Yeah, no, we're going to be who we are. I mean, we've got to stick to our identity. And it's really about making adjustments to be better at what we're doing. So, yeah, it's really – we're not going to come out and stand in four corners and try to shorten the game. That's not us. That's not our identity. And that's not what they'll do either. So it's, in this case, it's kind of strength against strength. And, let's see who can execute the best. And that's literally what it'll be about tonight, is executing and playing through, you know, the adversity that comes with every game.
Coach, you were assistant coach on a football team that was highly successful with many of these same guys. So when you started basketball practice as soon as football was over, did you look at this bunch and say, you know, this is something special? Did you have that feeling, you know, even at the beginning of the season or before it started?
Well, I can tell you this, that it really wasn't something that we thought about because it was such a quick turnaround. And getting the guys, you know, getting the guys from football, and most of the team is football players. So, and we're big pieces to that football team. So it was really just kind of, you know, let's get ourselves back in the gym, get ourselves back to doing basketball things, because they were all in with football as well they should have been. So I really didn't start to see those things. Probably the mid-season tournament is when I started to think, okay, well, I think we have a pretty good basketball team here. So it takes a while.
And, Coach, one last thing before I let you go, as we're approaching the tip-off here just before the game. You know, last night, Phoenix fans travel all season long. I've seen a lot of your games, and you guys have such a wonderful fan base. You got to be just thrilled and proud of them and the way they support you and your guys.
Well, like I said, when we had our send-off, ironically, as you mentioned that Atchison is a basketball town. It really is, and it's got great people there. And they really get behind their basketball programs, and the support's been great. They were great last night. They're hopping on two buses and coming down again today. They didn't have the luxury to get to stay. You know, the band's going to be there. Band had to go back and forth, and that's 5 hours in the car. That's no easy thing. So yeah, it tells you the passion of the city and how committed they are to things that deal with Atchison. So we're very honored by that, and it's something that is very much with the coaching staff, and it's really with our kids. Our kids are very appreciative of the fact that they're from Atchison, and they wear that with a lot of pride and distinction.
Well, Coach, we look forward to another great game here tonight. Appreciate your taking time out of what's a hectic schedule, getting everybody around and being where you need to be, and we look forward to visiting with you again very, very soon, man. Best of luck tonight for you and your guys.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Appreciate the coverage.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Welcome back to the Tony's Event Center in Zina, Kansas, where we are moments away from this Class 4A state championship semifinal game as the Atchison Phoenix pair up against the Hugoton Eagles. Welcome back, everybody. Again, Joseph's our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and it is great to be along. The field continues to narrow and narrow, okay? Championship games on the horizon tomorrow, and for the Phoenix, they're looking to get themselves in a title game that will be against the Bullpups of the McPherson. The number one seed has moved on. They won that 4 o'clock game here over Baldwin, 62-49. So McPherson continues to be perfect on the season. They go into the championship game at 24-0 and are waiting to find out against whom they will be playing right here tomorrow afternoon at 6:15. I guess that's early evening, maybe. Club Good Runs announcers introducing the starters to the crowd on hand. With that in mind, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for Hugoton, coming into the ball game at 21-2, under head coach Trey O'Neill, Hugoton is a tall and long team. They're going to start at the one with Deshaun Lewis. He is a 5'10" senior. He moved toward the front, where 6'1" junior Jay Acosta. Isaac Martin is a senior. He's 6'3". Also at 6'3", senior Emmett Gaskell. And at the post, stretching the tape at 6'5", is going to be senior Isaiah Harris. So it will be Lewis, Acosta, Martin, Gaskell, and Harris. And they go 5'10", 6'1", 6'3", 6'3", 6'5". For the Atchison Phoenix, who also come into the ball game tonight at 21-2. Under head coach Pat Battle, Atchison is going to be starting Zamar Hernandez. He's a 5'10" senior. He'll be at the top side, along with Trey Carter, the 5'9" senior guard. J.Z. Kelly, he's a junior at 6'1". You'll find Jeter Purdy at 6'4". He is a senior and junior. 6'3" Eric Smith III. Atchison is going to be your home team tonight. They are in the whites with red and gold lettering a trim. Atchison emblazed across the front above the numbers. For Hugoton, they are in bright red with white lettering and trim. And the block letters of Hugoton on the front above the numbers. We're set to go here from Salina. Class 4A semifinal high school basketball on the guys' side to the tip of the way. It's controlled by Hugoton, and we're underway. Here come the Eagles. They'll quickly take it over to the right side, going from left to right across your dial in this first half. Spinning into the lane, twisting back. They'll bring it out on top. I'm going to tell you right now, Hugoton has good speed. They're fast at the top. A little crossover dribble over on the left side is going to be by Deshaun Lewis. Brings it out on top. Bit of a head fake, cutting into the lane, spinning, putting the shot on its way, and good. And first bucket of the ball game is going to belong to Hugoton's Isaac Martin. And Atchison trying the fast break down the floor. The outlet pass is going to escape and get away out of bounds. Eagles will be putting it back in play. Hugoton with a 2-0 lead, and we're just about a half a minute into the ball game. Back on floor with the basketball, they will come. It's batted away for a moment by Trey Carter, but picked back up on the dribble by Lewis. Lewis will bring it out to Acosta. Acosta left side of the lane, shoots it up off the window, but no good. The offensive rebound on the floor underneath is batted around, knocked loose on the court. Going to be picked back up by Hugoton. The driving layup is up. It misses, but a foul by Trey Carter, who comes in across the baseline from right to left to bat it away. can pick up a personal foul. It'll be his first, and free throws coming up for Hugoton. Stepping to the free throw line will be Isaiah Harris. The big guy takes his time, launches the first one up and in. Hugoton will stretch its lead to 3-0. We're about a minute in, 7-1 to go in the opening quarter. One more shot, up and good. 4-0, Hugoton with the early lead. Atchison has not yet gotten a shot taken. Here comes Trey Carter with it up on top. Skips it over to the free throw line. Backing in is going to be Jeter. Hands it out on top to Jay-Z. Goes left side, Smith. AHS reverses it. Back around to the right side for 15. It's going to be very short. And Jay-Z, I thought, would go back. They got the rebound. I thought he was going to go straight back. He'll dribble it out on top instead. And here comes DeMar. He'll step inside and be called for the travel. The defender was right in front of him, and DeMar, I think, anticipated there was going to be some contact. There was not. And so Atchison, again, coming up empty-handed, trailing it 4-0. Hugoton back up the floor. They'll bring it down the left side. AHM's in there, player defense. That's what they're going to bring you pretty much all the time. Backing into the lane, twisting, turning, little right-handed shot is up and no good, and the follow is up and no good, and the tip is up and no good, and the follow is up and it's finally good. Multiple shots on goal. That's going to be Harris picking up his fourth point of the game. Atchison down a half a dozen. We're 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. AHS still looking for a point in this game. Here's Jeter Purdy with it, comes out on top. Trey into the lane, loses the handle, picks it up, feeds underneath. Jeet goes up and gets two. So Trey the assist, Purdy with two, and Atchison is on the board at 5:49 to go, opening quarter. Quickly down the floor, shot blocked by Trey. On the floor, Purdy's going to pick it up, and Atchison will come up front with the basketball. Trey bats it away to Sean Lewis. And now Lewis will defend. Carter, as he come into the forecourt with a little left-hand dribble. Swings it over to Jay-Z. Kelly underneath to DeMar. And as the pass comes to DeMar, the defender reached out, commits the foul. The whistle is going to be on Emmett Gaskell. It'll be his first and Hugoton team foul, one of the opening quarter. We're at 5:26 to go in the first. It is a 6-2 Hugoton lead. Atchison hoping to get themselves into the state championship game for the first time in a while. Here's a pass, comes out on top to Kelly. Top of the key, Zamar for three. Boom! Zamar from outside. And the Phoenix are right back to us in one. It is 6-5. Hugoton with 5:20 to go. Now, wait a minute. They're going to wipe that away. I don't know what the call was. I totally missed it. I'm looking down at the scoreboard. And they're going to call him for a turnover. So they will wipe away that shot. Did they call a travel? I guess I did not see it, so let me fix my score. But it is still 6-2 Hugoton. And Eagles are going to put it in play. They'll swing it left, bring it off on top. The open three, no. Rebound, Atchison. Eric Smith touching the basketball for the first time. But now he hands it to Trey, who apparently takes his eye off the ball, and it just rolls out of bounds. And Atchison not looking sharp in the first 3 minutes. They trail 6-2 with 5 to go in the first. Atchison with state championships in 69, 76, 85, 86, and 88. And now on the inbound is stolen. Hernandez coming up corporate to basketball. Weaves his way into the left side. Spins back into the lane. Goes up. Gets fouled over from behind by Isaiah Harris. Officials strolling over to the scorer's table to make that official indication, and Atchison will come to the free throw line. It'll be a couple of shots coming up for Samar Hernandez. Atchison, only two shots so far in the game. That first free throw is up and good. It is now 6-3. And AHS, we're going to bring a substitution into the game. Chase Richards coming in. Chase was so excited about coming into the game. Forgot to take warm-up off. Coach had to say, come back, Chase. Get that warm-up off. And now he's out on the floor, and he's going to take out Jay-Z Kelly. So on the left side of the lane in the middle, it will be the 6'5" junior for Atchison, Chase Richards. Hernandez taking his time, eyeing up the second free throw, launches it, and it is short. And a rebound is going to be pulled down by Hugoton. Eagles back up court with the basketball, leading it by three. At 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. They'll swing the ball around to the left side, getting it over there to Gasco. Gasco looks into the middle, has no room, comes out on top. Lewis pulls up, 17-foot shot up, no good. Rebound, and as it's pulled down by Atchison, we have contact and a Hugoton foul. This is going to be our Jay Acosta. It'll be his first and the Eagles' third team foul of this opening quarter. And Acosta coming out of the game. Hugoton will go to the bench for the first time tonight. And into the game is going to come Griffin Hager. Griffin is a 5'9" senior. Hernandez bringing it up the floor. Atchison across the timeline. Driving down court. DeMar pulls up, launches three way short. And the rebound is going to be tipped up. And Atchison started a lot like this last night. Not getting those long shots of ball. Now the ball's going to be knocked away by Jeter. Picked up by Trey. He's going to be bumped from behind, pushed from behind. The ball's going to be knocked away, and it's going to be another Atchison turnover. Now the breakaway, other end, and the throwdown is good. Atchison will run back up court. The bucket by Isaiah Harris, he's got six. Atchison back on offense. Zamar, and there's going to be a blocking foul. Hugoton is trying to get in front of him. Zamar too quick. And a foul is going to be on Griffin Hager, who had just committed the wild game. It'll be team foul four. Hager's first. We're halfway through the opening quarter. Atchison trails it 8-3. Hernandez will take the inbound for Trey Carter. Atchison with a lot of turnovers, five already in this first quarter. A feed in the middle, underneath, Jeter. Shot's going to be blocked. Pretty going in for the layup. And they just reject it off the backboard. Baseline three, very short. And rebound, Purdy. And Atchison will bring it up the floor. This time it's going to be Trey Carter bringing it up. Zamar's been bringing it up most of the time tonight. Trey's going to bring it up this time. Takes it way over to the right elbow. Little crossover dribble, plays off the screen. Keeps it up alive, out on top. And we're going to get a whistle. And Atchison will turn it over again. That is the sixth turnover by the Phoenix, and the opening quarter was still 3.5 to go. Hugoton up 5 with the basketball. Here comes Deshaun, loose into the forecourt, quickly down the right side. He's not very big, but he is very, very fast. Deshaun Lewis, they've got him at 5'10". Not sure he quite stretches the tape that tight. Lewis with it, left elbow. Trey with him in the Atchison player D. Back over to the right side, they're going to come to Gaskell. He'll push it off on top. Martin dips it back into the corner. We're going to have a foul called off the ball. And our senior official tonight is going to call the foul on Atchison's Eric Smith. It'll be Eric's first foul. And it'll be team foul two for the Phoenix in this first quarter. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Hugoton with the basketball up 5. The winner of this one to the championship game. Now the ball's going to be batted away. Here comes Zamar. It's one-on-one. Hernandez in, up. Give him two. Zamar Hernandez, third point. And it is 8-5. 2:45 to go, opening quarter. Hugoton runs it back over to the right side. Lumps it out on top. Isaac Martin. Martin kicks it left. The ball loose on the floor for a moment, but it's going to be recovered. Hugoton spinning into the lane. The shot is going to be rejected by James Richards. Here comes Atchison. With 2:20 to go in the first quarter, Atchison back within three. Hernandez hands it. Kicks it out on top, Trey Carter. Trey directs the little traffic with a right hand, dribbles the ball with the left, kicks it to Hernandez. He'll start to drive it in the middle, then backs it away. Richards wants the ball. Hernandez goes to the free throw line, comes out on top. Driving in now is going to be Eric. He will dish it back, have it batted away, but he's able to save it. That was a fortunate volley of the ball for Atchison. And Richards getting banged and bumped and pushed and shoved. Their bodies all over the place. And now we're going to get a foul called. It is going to be a blocking foul, Hugoton. I'm going to tell you this. Hugoton plays hard, and they play unafraid of contact. And it's going to be foul number two for Emmett Gaskell. I suspect Emmett's going to be pulled out of the game. Maybe not. Now we've got a Hugoton player out there with a nosebleed. The official asking him, are you going to have to come out of the game? He's got a big towel on it, and now they're going to stop the game, and they are going to take Deshaun Lewis out. When he jumped in front of Zamar, as Jamar put that shot up, there was a big collision, lots of contact, okay? He goes to the floor, and now they're going to stop the game. They're going to tend to the floor, and we're going to take a timeout. Joseph, here's you at 60 with a minute 57 to go in the opening quarter. You get to 8, Atchison 5.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Atchison High Athletics. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company in Atchison High School, making our community strong. Go Phoenix!
Welcome back to Salina, Kansas, the site of the Class 4A high school basketball tournament here in the state of Kansas, and we're down to a minute 57 to play in the opening quarter. Atchison trailing by 3. And again, they're taking time. I can't believe they're not attending to the floor. Are they providing this amount of time for the Hugoton player? And now we've got some guys out here, and they're finding themselves some gloves, and frankly, ill-prepared to deal with these eventualities. I'm very surprised that the state tournament that they did not have staff on hand and people ready and things like this anticipated and prepared for, but certainly they do not have not. And they got the best dressed guy in the place. Full suit, necktie, white shirt, wing tips, down on his hands and knees out here, picking up the blood off of the floor. So, I give him props for not being afraid to get down there and try to make something happen to get this tournament back underway, because we've been a long time in the ebb and flow of basketball, as you know, predicated on keeping the things moving and going. And we are not having that happen here and now tonight in Salina. Again, the winner of this one is going to be in the championship game. And that will be tomorrow at 6:15 right back here at the Tony's Event Center. And now we got more people out there kind of rubbing the floor down. I'm not sure they've got it, but they seem marginally satisfied. Well enough for Atchison to be coming to the free throw line. I can smell the bleach and disinfectant all the way up here on Radio Row. I think maybe they failed to dilute that. I don't know. Maybe not. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Trey Carter. Jim gets quiet. Trey's free throw. Way short. Barely hit the iron. Got one more shot coming up here with a minute 57 to go in the first quarter. He'll take his time and tie this one up, and that is rolling out. It is also failed, and the rebound comes down to Hugoton. So Train coming up over at the free throw line, and Eagles with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter have the basketball and continue to lead by 3. It is 8-5, low-scoring business. Atchison, 5 points in the first 6.5 minutes of the game. Now the shot goes up, and it looked like Jace went up and got the ball and pushed it and the shooter to the floor, but the official down to the baseline is going to call a foul on Richards. It'll be Jace picking up his first, and Atchison, team foul 3. And we've got a minute 39 to go in the opening quarter. Coming to the line for Hugoton is Isaiah Harris. He's been a do-it-all guy for this team, and that free throw is going to be good, where he is 3 of 3 at the line. Atchison is 1 of 4 as a team. And Isaiah Harris, one more shot. 7 points already. 7 of the team's done. Second free throw. Got them both. Isaiah Harris makes it 10-5. And again, Harris has 8 of his team's 10 points. With a minute 25 to go in the opening quarter, Richards goes left side. Trey to the baseline. Crosses over. Reverse layup is rejected. Saved out on top by Jeter. The feed in the middle. Chase backs in. Twists and turns and shoots and misses. Gets his own rebound and follows it home. Chase Richards using his height and size to best advantage. Picking up his first 2 points of the game. It is now 10-7. We're down to a minute 5 to go in the opening quarter. Very low scoring game, frankly, for both teams. Back into the game is Deshaun Lewis. So apparently they got that bleeding stopped. And Deshaun, with a huge bandage on his proboscis, is out on the floor. Hope it is not as uncomfortable as it looks. 40 seconds left in the first. Hugerton pulls up for the long two. Very wide to the right side. And it goes out of bounds on the fly off the hands of Jay Acosta. And with a half a minute to go in the opening quarter, Atchison will be up court with the basketball. And again, they're going to be dealing with this Hugerton pressure. They've done that all game long. You're going to have Deshaun Lewis defending Trey Carter as Trey with the left hand dribbles it up the floor. He crosses at the middle. We're at 20 seconds left. First quarter. Out on top, Richards. Back to the right side, Carter. And throwing underneath. And I don't know who he was throwing to. I guess it was Jeter. Jeter throws his hands in the air. Trey throws his hands in the air. And a miscommunication costs Atchison a possession. And with 13 seconds left in the opening quarter, as they track the ball down through the back of the Hugerton band and all the way down the hallway here, it'll be Eagles basketball. They got a chance to add to what is now a 3-point lead. Up with it is going to be Lewis. He crosses over, goes to the left side, pulls up from 15, knocks it down. Deshaun Lewis for two. And Atchison from half court. That's not close. And we've come to the end of one. Hugerton with a strong showing in the opening quarter of the ball game. We're taking a break with the first quarter in the book. It is Hugerton 12, Atchison 7.
Voted best plumber in the best of the best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
At the end of the opening quarter, I would assess that Atchison is a fortunate team. You say fortunate, but they're down 5. That's true. They trail 12-7. But Atchison shooting 3 of 8. Hugerton is only 4 of 13. Hugerton getting off many more shots than the Phoenix. Atchison lucky that Hugerton is only hitting 30% of their shots. Atchison putting the ball in play to begin the second quarter in. 6 seconds in, we're going to get another foul by Hugerton. This one's going to be on Deshaun Lewis. I talked earlier and through the course of this first quarter, the physical defense, and I hate the term physical because it's so general and broad, but by physical, I mean reaching, pushing, bumping. I mean, a lot of body contact going on out there, and it's going to really be interesting to see how the officials call this. Now, the feed underneath, and the ball is going to be blocked again. Jeter Purdy has had 3 layups blocked away from him. And the big guys underneath for Hugerton have absolutely dominated around the rim in the first quarter. For half a minute into the second, Hugerton with a bounce gone, leading it still by 5. It's 12-7. Atchison only 7 points, and we're well in now to the second quarter. Here's a little backdoor pass coming off the feed, and the layup underneath is going to be up and good. Beautiful skip pass across. 2 more for Isaiah Harris, and Atchison has no answer for Isaiah Harris, the 6'5" senior for Hugerton. It is now 14-7. We're a minute into the second quarter. Eric Smith with the basketball, and he is scoreless now. Purdy will launch, and he'll hit a 3. Gators, fifth point of the game. And it's now 14-10, and with that long shot, Atchison right back in it. Hugoton is not a long-range kind of team. They have not scored from the outside yet. 6:40 to go in the opening half. Hugoton slowed it down a little bit now. They'll dish it over to the left side to Griffin. Hager will feed it down to the baseline left. Gets it down there to Lewis. Back over to the right side is Hager. They're kind of basically playing catch at the corners now. It'll be bounced off the foot of J.Z. Kelly. Atchison has its original five out of the court. Zamar, Jeter, Trey, J.Z., and Eric. 6:27 to go in the opening half. Hugoton up four with the ball up top side in this Class 4A boys semifinal game in Salina, Kansas. At the top of the key, there was a travel, no whistle, going to the left side, underneath, fading away. The shot is up this time, but too soft, and Jeter comes down with a rebound. He's going to bounce it to Zamar. No, he's going to outlet it up at midcourt to Trey, and Trey will accelerate, goes into the lane, dumps it over to the left side. Smith for three, off wide to the right side, and rebound pulled down by the smallest guy on the floor, Griffin Hager. Hager pulls down that rebound, and here comes Hugoton. Back out on top. Hager comes to the right side, cuts into the lane. Falls loose on top. Atchison picks it up. Zamar comes down the floor, but he's one on two. Drives in. Did he get blocked? Yes. Trying to get in front of Zamar Hernandez. Jay Acosta tries to slide in front of him, but he's able to draw his second foul. It'll be team foul two by Hugoton here in the second quarter. Atchison has no second quarter fouls yet, and at 5:45 to go in the half, AHS is going to make a couple of substitutions. The feed in, and a quick layup off the inbound is going to be up and good. The bucket to Jeter Purdy. He has all five Atchison second quarter points, and suddenly AHS is right back to within a pair. 5.5 to go in the half. It is a 14-12 lead for Hugoton. Atchison with a steal. Here comes Zamar. Drives, leans, turns, shoots, missed it. Oh, my goodness. They're calling an offensive foul on Zamar as his defender was backpedaling in front of him. Zamar now coming up and talking to the official at midcourt, trying to figure out how that happened. It's Zamar's first and Atchison's first of the quarter. 5:26 to go in the opening half. Phoenix fan in the stadium here. Not real satisfied with that kind of a call. And here comes Hugoton up floor with a basketball. Out on top of it is going to be Emmett Gaskell. Gaskell gets it over to Isaac Martin. Martin swings it back left to Gaskell. He'll dish it over to Hager. 5 minutes to go in the half. Atchison down two. Here's a three. Launched and drained. Deshaun Lewis hits the three. And Hugoton head coach Trey O'Neill runs out of the floor. Asks for the timeout. He's going to be granted that. And we're taking a break. Joseph at 4:53 to go in the opening half in Salina. It's Hugoton 17, Atchison 12.
When you visit one of our eight Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The first team to come out of the court, and they've got, who they got, Emmett Gaskell and Isaiah Harris out there, Isaac Martin, Deshaun Lewis, and Jay Acosta's been out a really long time. Griffin Hager is in for him. For Atchison, back to four of the starting five, as you've got Zamar, Jeter, Trey, and Jay-Z out there with Yogi Purdy. And Atchison slowed it down a little bit. Here's Zamar easing over to the right side. comes out on top. Jay-Z backs in, has the ball stripped away. It's on the floor. Players diving for it. And what's the call going to be? This was called a jump ball, and there you have it. So jump ball is the call. Possession arrow to the Eagles. Hugoton will be putting it a play from deep in the backcourt. And they will walk it up the floor. Emmett Gaskell, little right-hand dribble. They'll swing it over to the left side. Push it out on top. Hager, little head fake, taking the three-point shot is Martin. He will start into the lane. Can't get a shot away. Finally gets out. He's been in there for a long time. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening, or the second quarter. The feet into the middle, back and in, and did it travel? Oh, they're going to call an answers and foul underneath. This is going to be on Yogi. So Yogi Purdy will collect his first foul of the game. It'll be team foul two by the Phoenix. Eric Smith returning for AHS, and they're going to rotate out Jay-Z. Four minutes to go. Midpoint of the second quarter. Inbound to come. Set shot left side. Up for three. No good. Offensive rebound. Brought back out on top, but Hugoton is going to keep it alive. Driving into the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. Loose picked back up. Hugoton down to the baseline. Feed over to the corner. The wide open three. Drained from deep, deep for the left side. And now talking to the Atchison fans as he comes up the floor, stripping Hager. Hager gets his first points of the game and feels like that gives him the ability to chat with the Atchison fans as he comes up the floor. His team, though, leads by eight. It is 20-12. Atchison with its largest deficit of the game. 3.5 to go in the first half. And an offensive foul on Trey Carter. That was a tremendous flop by Hugoton. Trey steps in. The defender throws himself backward, slid almost all the way out of bounds, and we're going to get a timeout. Joseph O'Brien at 3:24 to go in the opening half. It is Hugoton 20, Atchison 12.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
You can just put it in play. Coming out of the timeout, welcome back to Salina. At 3:20 to go as they come into the forecourt, left in the opening half. A little backdoor pass underneath. The dish across. The ball snapped out of bounds, and it will be knocked away by Atchison, but off Isaiah Harris, Phoenix basketball. Quickly, you got Coach O'Neal. Well, not real quickly. Now he's stopping the game. He gets out on the floor. It's a pretty good ploy to make the official stop the game to see what's going on as he asks to get his sub into the contest. Checking in for the first time tonight is going to be Alexis Jimenez. Jimenez, a 5'10" senior. Atchison down the floor, and here's Smith with it. Out on top, Jay-Z back in the game. Left side, Yogi. Dumps it out on top, Sheet. He tries to drive in. The defender's too quick. Gets in front of him before he can make a move to the rim. 2:50 to go in the first half. Atchison needing to get some points on the board here. Only 12 points with 2.5 to go. And now, in the first half, and now we get a foul topside. The whistle is going to be on Hugoton, and it'll be the second by Griffin Hager. No Phoenix player with more than one foul. Hugoton has three guys with two each. And back into the game for Atchison is going to come Chase Richards. the inbound, comes to Eric Smith. He'll go to Hernandez, who goes into the lane and off balance, puts up a bad shot that is not close, and rebound coming down to Hugoton. And up forward, the basketball is going to come to Sean Lewis. He'll swing it over to the left side, and Eagles back on offense with 2 minutes and 20 to go in the first half. Pivoting with the left foot, twisting and turning, trying to lean inside. It's going to be Hager. He stays in the game. Here's the top of underneath. It's up. No. Follow Sean is going to be up. Yeah. Little hook shot from the left side for Alexis Jimenez just coming into the ball game. And how about that? Double-digit lead for Hugoton. Atchison's got a hill to climb with 2 minutes to go in the half, down 22-12. Atchison, 12 first half points with less than two to go before intermission. Incredible. Out on top of this is going to be Purdy. Right side, Chase puts up a long-range jumper, not very close, and a rebound is going to be tipped around. It's on the floor. Hugoton's going to pick it up, and up floor with the basketball. They will come, getting it again into the hands of just Sean Lewis, who handles it across the timeline. He'll swing it down the left side, guarded by Hernandez. Sean goes right, pulls up, goes three, well off the mark, and a rebound is going to be tipped away by Smith, pulled down by Purdy. Atchison back up court. Atchison has not transitioned well here today. Here's a runner by Zamar, missing badly again. And a rebound, pulled down. Hugoton up court, all alone on the other end of an easy, uncontested layup by Hager. Atchison in trouble. It is now 24-12, with a minute 10 to go in the first half. AHS over to the right side to Smith. Atchison's offense has absolutely abandoned him. Here's the three, Jeter, no, rebound, Hugoton. And again, up floor, they will come with the basketball. And 50 seconds to go in the half. Coach O'Neill's on his feet, says, 50 seconds, great, run it out, guys. I want one shot. He's going to spread the floor to four corners. Up a dozen. He wants to go up by 12, 14, 15 at halftime. They'll lob it out on top there, and they're milking the time. Half a minute to go in the half. They've already taken 20 off of it. And they'll back it away again. Atchison not challenging. They're just sitting back and letting the time go away. With the ball, Tom Stein is going to be Harris. He'll dish it over to the right side to Jimenez. Goes into the lane. That shot's going to be rejected by Chase. But as he leans in and pushes in and drives into the defender, they're going to have a foul called on Jay-Z. Kelly picking up his first foul. It is now Atchison team foul four of the opening or of the second quarter. And now Hugoton confused. Again, coaches out across midcourt and trying to decide about the substitution. He's going to bring Miguel Hernandez into the game. So Hernandez for Hugoton comes in. 19 seconds left in the half. Here come the Eagles. 16, 15. Again, they spread the floor. They're taking this whole last minute off. There is no coaching box here in the state tournament. As the ball is going to be knocked away, and it's a great job by Zamar. Slaps it away from Deshaun Lewis, who mishandles the basketball, and it will be the Phoenix to get a final shot of the half. Putting it in at midcourt will be Zamar. And now quickly, again, O'Neal runs out of the floor and stops the game. And he's going to take his point guard out and bring in an additional defender. This is going to be Julian Delgado getting his first PT. Julian's a little confused, looking over his shoulder at coach, wanting to make sure he knows what he wants him to do. Here comes Atchison, up the floor with six, with five, with three. Out on top, cheap for three. The buzzer not close in his halftime, and Atchison is going to have some soul searching to do at intermission. We'll be back to summarize it for you. The team headed for the locker room here in Salina. Hugoton 24, Atchison 12.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Strong Body Shop in Atchison is here for all of your auto body needs.
From door dings to scratches or full-on crashes, they are here to help you out. Give them a call today at 913-367-2457 to schedule your free estimate. That's 913-367-2457. Strong Body Shop, cheering on Trey, Jaden, and the entire Phoenix basketball team as they rise up and through this state tournament. Go Phoenix!
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Crittenden Home Care provides in-home assistance with all daily living activities for senior citizens and is a proud supporter of the Atchison High Phoenix. For more information about how they can help, visit CrittendenHomeCare.com or you can call them at 913-303-2400. That's 913-303-2400. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
Teams are in the locker room at halftime here in Salina, Kansas, in the semifinal game in Class 4A state tournament basketball action on the guys' side of the Phoenix of Atchison. Well, they find themselves in a predicament, trailing 24-12. And again, I'm just stunned by the 12 points in the first half for Atchison. Hugoton, double digits scoring by Isaiah Harris. He has 10, 8 of those in the opening quarter. 5 for both Griffin Hager and Deshaun Lewis, and 2 apiece for Alexis Jimenez and Isaac Martin. For the Phoenix, Jeter Purdy has 7, Samar Hernandez has 3, and Chase Richards, the other 2. Trey Carter hasn't scored, J.J. Kelly hasn't scored, Eric Smith hasn't scored, Yogi Purdy was in the game for a while, has not scored. So Atchison got to find its offense. Looking at it quickly at the score sheets and the statistics from the opening half. Hugoton shooting okay. Nothing to, you know, really write home about it. 9 of 22. They are 40%, but 2 out of 4 3-point shots hitting half and perfect at the free throw line. 4 of 4 for Atchison. 5 of 16, hitting 31% from the floor. 1 of 5 from outside. 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Hugoton's out rebounded Atchison 13-12. They've got more assists than Atchison at 3-2. And the only thing that Hugoton has not done as well as Atchison is staying out of foul trouble. Atchison with 7 total fouls, 2 of them on Trey Carter. For Hugoton, they've got 8 personal fouls. Acosta with 2, Gaskell with 2, and Hager with 2. That all said, for the Phoenix, it's just a matter of getting things squared up and coming back in the second half. We've seen them score a lot of points in games, and let's see if they can't do that and repeat those kind of performances here tonight. We're going to be back with right now halftime here in Salina. Intermission score, Hugoton 24, Atchison 12. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio.
We are dreaming of spring, and with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Have you ever heard if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life? Well, here at Outdoor Concepts, we've made a specialty out of our love of concrete. Most customers don't realize how many options there are when it comes to their project. With the extensive variety of tools and materials available in the industry, we're able to open the doors to your dreams. Whether you're looking for a standard finish of concrete that fits the everyday needs, or you're looking for something elegant that will really put your personal stamp on this project, just know you can trust your hometown concrete specialist, Outdoor Concepts and Design. You can give us a call at 913-674-0300.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Atchison High Athletics. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company in Atchison High School, making our community strong. Go Phoenix!
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you. The staff and all the kids at Atchison Child Care Association are rooting for the Atchison High School boys basketball team at State in Salina. They are proud to claim several team members as alum and are proud of their many successes. Go Phoenix!
Brick Street Bourbon Barbecue Restaurant in Valley Falls will soon be adding brick oven pizza to their menu. Dining with friends, family, teammates, or a group? No problem. We take reservations. Looking for a caterer for a small event, corporate party, wedding, or anything in between? Contact us for a quote. Brick Street Bourbon on Broadway in Valley Falls, Kansas.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 26 tonight under mainly clear skies, northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53. Lows dip down to about 24 tomorrow night, clear skies. Bright sunshine and dry Sunday and Monday, low 60s Sunday, upper 60s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 36 degrees in Atchison right now. It feels like 29 out there. The winds are out of the northwest at 11 miles per hour. Relative humidity 72%. The dew point 26 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.12 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom courtside in just a moment.
Congratulations to the Atchison High School Phoenix on an excellent year from the Stress Creek Group. Stress Creek is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities and go Phoenix.
Urban Lawn Care is your go-to for lush lawns, stunning landscaping, tree care, and pest control. They're rooting for the Phoenix at State. Urban Lawn Care, where green meets greatness.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controlled consistent consumption fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Salina. It is halftime here at the Tony's Event Center, and it is all Hugoton as we go to the second half. Eagles 24, Atchison Phoenix 12. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you courtside here in the Tony's Event Center in downtown Salina, Kansas. For the Phoenix, you look out on the floor, I don't see smiles, I don't see guys looking like excited. I'm hoping that is just a ploy that they're using to lull Hugoton into some false sense of security. We will see how Atchison comes out and how they perform in the second half. And here they go. Atchison will be putting the ball in play, going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. Left side is going to be Smith. Backs in, comes back out on top. Hernandez goes three off the rim. Once, twice, no good. Rebound underneath, and a little incidental contact down to the baseline. The ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Hugoton basketball. 7:44 to go. Oh, wait, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul underneath on Hernandez. It'll be his second, and it'll be the first of the second half by Atchison. It took him 15 seconds to commit. Hugoton with their starting five back out there. Lewis, Acosta, Martin, Gaskell, and Harris. Here's a little 17-foot jumper. It's up and no good. Offensive rebound taken away from Jeter. Three-point shot. Perfect. And Atchison flat-footed. Deshaun Lewis dunking down a three. His second three of the ball game. He's got eight, and it is now 27-12. Atchison down 15. The feed goes underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good. And there are the first points of the game for Eric Smith with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is 27-14. Hugoton, another undefended three. This one is no good. And a rebound, AHS. Trey Carter will bring it up the floor. Patchison's going to make a run at this game. They cannot wait until the fourth quarter. You got to start making a little something happen now. Don't have to get the lead back now, but you got to make a run now. Baseline jumper, cheat for three. New rebound pulled back down by Hugoton. And again, coming up with the basketball is going to be Deshaun Lewis. And he'll flip and fall. Atchison picks it up. Jeter goes in, spins, turns, shoots, scores. Jeter with nine. He has been the offensive bright spot for Atchison. It is 27-16. Atchison only down 11 with 6:15 to go in the third. Hugoton may be feeling a little pressure and launching another three. Fails. Rebound Atchison. For some reason, Hugoton has decided to go to the outside. They did not do that in the first half, and they had a big lead. Now, suddenly in the second half, they've decided the long ball is their best answer. And so far, they have not exactly knocked down a bunch of them. Here's a running shot, and running is the operative term here. They're going to call a travel on Trey Carter. He again is now talking to Jeter Purdy, and again, Atchison having some communication issues out on the floor. Phoenix looking for that spark that is going to ignite the offense on this team here in the second half. They're down 11 to 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Long pass over to the right side. Going to be taken by Gaskell. Comes out on top. Martin dumps it over to the left side. Acosta. He'll feed it down off the left block. Backing in is going to be Harris. No room there. Comes back off on top. Phoenix staying that player. D as the ball's around to the left side. Driving down the right side of the lane. Dropping a shoulder. Leaning in. Shot is up. Blocked away. Atchison coming up with a loose basketball. And taken away by Zamar. Here comes Trey Carter. Over to Zamar Hernandez. He'll go down the left side. High dribble. Goes down. Baseline left. And we have a whistle and a foul. Hugoton. This whistle is going to be the third foul of the game by Emmett Gaskell. Emmett did not play a ton in the opening half. In fact, he came out in the opening quarter, and I'm not sure he was even on the floor in the second as he got a foul trouble, and he's right back off the hardwood again with foul number three. And we're at 5 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Atchison down 11. They'll bring it out on top. Smith, left side, Trey. Carter, little right-hand dribble, back and away from Lewis. Now the feed to Jeter, back out on top. Trey Carter, knifes into the lane, pulls up, falling away, jump shot, missed it. Wide open to the left side and did not get it to fall. Outlet down the right floor, baseline three, all alone, no. Rebound pulled down by Jay-Z Kelly. Baseball pass up the floor, underneath, Zamar, in, up, give it time, plus one. Zamar, he took that pass over the shoulder, and the Phoenix looking to come back. Give him the bucket. Put the second foul of the ball game on the shoulders of Deshaun Lewis. And Hernandez coming to the line, looking to complete the three-point play. He is one of two at the line here tonight. Isaac shoots it, gets it, and if I'm Hugoton, I'm crying for a timeout, and Coach Daniel says, you know what, that's a pretty good idea. We're taking a break with the Eagles. Timeout, Joseph, at 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix making a comeback. It is Hugoton 27, Natchez and 19.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Crittenden Home Care provides in-home assistance with all daily living activities for senior citizens and is a proud supporter of the Atchison High Phoenix. For more information about how they can help, visit CrittendenHomeCare.com or you can call them at 913-303-2400. That's 913-303-2400. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
KexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. KexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
As we come back, Hugoton putting the ball in play, and they're going to have it out on top. Leading answers on 27-19. Now the ball's going to be batted away, and they're going to call, they're calling a foul on Hernandez. They'll say as he reached into the middle. Hernandez picks up his third foul of the game. Is he going to check out? He is. So Hernandez will rotate out. That is going to put Trey up to the one, bring Jay-Z over to the two, and they're going to bring into the game Jace Richards. So Jace will drop down to the five. Coming and playing from in front of the scorer's table, Hugoton. Isaac Martin brings the ball in, and out on top is going to be Deshaun Lewis. Lewis slides down to the right side, kind of stumbles into Trey. No foul called. Out on top, it's Acosta. Back over to Lewis, into the right corner to Martin. And right now you've got Hugoton just burning time. They're realizing they've got to not let Atchison get some momentum. They've got to not let Atchison use their speed and athleticism, so they have taken the air completely out of the basketball. They'll mishandle it a little bit. No room there. Brings it back off on top. With 3:40 to go. Little hook pass over to the left side. The step inside the ball gets away for a moment. Now from 14, the shot goes up, and we're going to get a foul called. It is going to be, I believe, on Jace, and they're going to call it two free throws. Wow. Richards picking up the foul. Second. The shot, perfect. And that free throw by Jay Acosta, it's that young man on the board and in the scorebook tonight with his first point. Atchison with three fouls in the quarter. Second free throw right there. So Acosta gets his first two, and it is again a double-digit lead for Hugoton. It's 29-19, 3.5 to go, and a quickly moving third quarter. And again, Atchison only 7 points so far in this quarter. That is not exactly high scoring. Here's Jay-Z Kelly. Tries to drive in, finds no room, comes out on top to Carter. Skip pass over to the left side to Jay-Z's way outside, most effective from in the middle at his great height and leaping ability. Now they'll feed and try to get it to him, and the ball's going to be stolen away by a guard. Up with it is going to come Lewis. Jumps it over to the right side. There's a travel, no whistle, the feed down low. The pass comes out on top. It's batted around. It's going to be lost out of play. And which way does it go? And it is going to be Hugoton basketball. Atchison's going to take Kelly out of the ball game. Back in will come Hernandez. Hugoton 10 of 27 shooting the ball at 37%. Atchison is 8 of 22, but Atchison is 1 of 7 three-point shooting in this game. Struggling from the perimeter. Here's a feed left, back out on top. Now all alone, wide open three, misses, and a rebound pulled down by Atchison. Jeter coming down with the board, the defender behind him. Leans over the top, no foul called. Here comes AHS. Skip pass over to the right side. Back in, Smith. Twist, turns, leans, falls away. Shot way too hard and not close. Did not draw iron at all as it flies over the rim. Baseball pass underneath, and the easy layup is good for Hugoton. And again, they're beating Atchison into their own game, running the ball up the floor. 31-19 with 2:11 to go in the third. Skip pass underneath. Chase goes up, two hands, missed a two-handed stuff. Follows it up and gets it to barely crawl over the front lip of the rim. Atchison looks weak out there. They're stronger than that. He did not go up strong with that shot, 31-21. Richards with four. And we're down to a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Over to the left side, it's going to be Deshaun Lewis. As you get in his back on offense, we get a little bit of a bump. Player rolls on the floor again. They do a great job of trying to decoy the officials. And the shot goes up. Chase gets stabbed in the eye by the little 5'8" guard. And make sure he's okay out there. Foul is going to be whistled on Griffin Hager. Hager will pick up his third foul. And they're going to take Chase out of the game to make sure that he is all right. Here's the thing with Griffin Hager and his diminutive height. His fully extended arm, his fingertips are just about at eye level for Jace Richards. And they're continuing to attend to Jace's eye over on the Phoenix bench. With a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, Atchison has the basketball trailing by 10. They were down a dozen at halftime. They have made little inroads into that lead here in the third quarter. Topside, Trey Carter plays off the screen by Yogi, who's come into the game. Here's Zamar, drives baseline, backs in, goes to the block, brings it back out on top to Trey. Minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Carter backs away, lobs underneath. Purdy to Yogi, gets it for 15'2". First bucket of the ball game for Yogi, and it's 21-23, or 31-23, and we've got a minute to go. Third quarter. I'm surprised that Hugoton doesn't stretch the floor like they did at the end of the second quarter. Driving in, the shot is going to be stripped away, and we're going to get a foul on the floor called against Trey Carter. Official trots over to the scorer's table. They're not going to call it on Trey. They're calling it on Zamar. Wow, that is his third foul in the third quarter, his fourth in the game. And Hernandez is looking at the official. He says, it's not me. It was Trey underneath there. The official points at him and says, nods his head, said, it was you. And now Zamar's coming off the floor. We've got 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. You can put the ball in play at their offensive end, and they're going to back this thing away. Now go back to that four corner that they had at the end of the second. They'll milk off the last minute off the clock. See, and this is something Hugoton has shown us they can do. In the fourth quarter, I would be surprised if they tried to take any shots that were not absolutely gimme. Half a minute to go in the third, and again, they're just back and forth up top side at the four-corner offense. They're at the 28-foot mark. That's as close to the baseline as they've come. Way back out on top. Heels in the center circle now. Both feet in the center circle by Deshaun Lewis. Lewis goes right side. Big screen set. Trey bounces off Isaiah Harris. No foul called. The feet to Harris, top of the key. He's banging with Yogi. Runs over Yogi, and there's the offensive foul. Great job by Yogi Purdy to stand in. He took some punishment, but Isaiah Harris just tried to run through him. Yogi's way too big to be run through. We've got 5 seconds left. Third quarter. Atchison's got to hurry. And they aren't even going to get close to the other end of the floor. Now we're going to get a jump ball call. It's reaching in. Deshaun Lewis ties it up. Midway in the backcourt. Atchison had burned 3 seconds and had gotten 20 feet up the floor. Now, with a jump ball, Hugoton's going to have it in from 28 feet with 2 seconds and an opportunity to hit another shot and go back to the double-digit lead. It comes in. Shot goes up. It is short. And we've come to the fourth quarter. Hugoton fans coming to their feet. They smell something cooking here in Salina. We'll see how it turns out. Going to the fourth, it is Hugoton 31, Atchison 23.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
The staff and all the kids at Atchison Child Care Association are rooting for the Atchison High School boys basketball team at State in Salina. They are proud to claim several team members as alum and are proud of their many successes. Go Phoenix!
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Congratulations to the Atchison High School Phoenix on an excellent year from the Stress Creek Group. Stress Creek is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities and go Phoenix.
As we return to the Tony's Pizza Arena here in downtown Salina, the Hugoton players coming out of the floor, running down the sideline, getting the fans on their feet. Atchison's going to have the ball in play in midcourt. Atchison needing to make something happen, but they are within eight. As we go to the fourth, here's Trey Carter over to the right side. AHS has got a score. Probably need to start quickly. Trey jumps it left side. Backdoor pass mishandled by Smith. Atchison turning it over again. Up the floor, Hugoton. Over to the left side. It's going to be Gaskell. Twist, turn, shoots, miss. Rebound, loose on the floor. Going to be saved by Gaskell. Hugoton just too quick here tonight. 7.5 to go in the game. Hugoton has just been too fast with 7:25 to go. Now, again, they're going to slow this thing down. And I kind of thought at the end of the third quarter that they may not take a fourth quarter shot, and I continue to believe that may be true. Oh, here's an open three. It is going to be short, and Atchison just reaches out, volleys the ball out, doesn't grab it, knocks it right into the hands of a Hugoton player. Back they're going to come again, putting up another three. It fails, and another Hugoton rebound underneath is going to be taken away from Jeter Purdy, and here come again the Eagles in control of the basketball. Now it's going to be knocked away by Carter. He comes up the floor. Before he can pick it up, two defenders beat him to the other end, but he's able to get a shot airborne and good. Nicely done, Trey Carter, and with 6:40 to go in the game, Trey Carter has his first point tonight. It is 31-25. Suddenly, with 6.5 to go in the game, Atchison's within two possessions. Hugoton, back down court. They cannot afford to let up in this incredibly, incredibly low-scoring semifinal game in Class 4A. Anybody told me that we would see less than 60 combined points, I would have thought either team was going to get that. 6:14 to go. Skip pass right block. Looking in is going to be Harris. He works in against Yogi. The ball's going to be knocked away by Jeter. Here comes Atchison. Head coach for Hugoton, Trey O'Neill. On his feet, looking dejected. Atchison coming up the floor is going to take a timeout. We're going to do it. Timeout, Joseph, 5:56 to play. It's Hugoton 31, Atchison 25.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with two for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get two Alaska flounder fish tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Urban Lawn Care is your go-to for lush lawns, stunning landscaping, tree care, and pest control. They're rooting for the Phoenix at State. Urban Lawn Care, where green meets greatness.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Welcome back to Salina, Class 4A. State championship semifinal game on the guys' side. Atchison trying to come from behind. They've trailed by as many as 15 in the second half. Here's Trey Carter, drives, dishes over. Yogi for two, and they're going to wave off the bucket to say prior to the pass. Trey got fouled. The whistle's going to be on Hugoton's Deshaun Lewis. It'll be his third. And Hugoton is going to go back to Griffin Hager at the guard, and again, Jay Acosta will come off the floor. Atchison putting in a play at the baseline, brings it in. Jeter's driving layup is good. Jeter Purdy with 11. Look out, here come the Phoenix. It's 31-27 with 5:40 to go. Hugoton, let's see if they're going to being able to endure. Now the ball nearly stolen away and saved just in the nick of time by Lewis. Defeated top of the key. The backdoor pass going to go out of bounds. It attaches the basketball. It's going to be off the hands of Emmett Gaskell, who loudly protested the official, but it was an excellent call right in front of us down here. AHS puts it in play with 5:20 to go. Phoenix basketball. They're only down four now. Up the floor, Trey Carter swings it right. Jay-Z Kelly's back in. Trey accelerates, dumps it left. Stepping inside, Purdy loses it, saves it. Jeter goes three. In and out. Rebound, and a defender is over the top. And they're not calling that foul, but as Yogi goes back to try to recover the basketball, they will call a foul on him. So Yogi will have his second foul tonight. It'll be Atchison's first fourth quarter foul. Yogi out of the game and back into the lineup with his four fouls will come Samar Hernandez. 5:03 to play. 31-27 Hugoton. Eagles up the floor. Little crossover dribble by Emmett Gaskell. Samar defending him is going to have to be extremely careful. Gaskell has it out on top. Nearly loses the handle on it, but is able to recover it. Dumps it over to the left side. Now Gaskell drives baseline, misses the driving layup. Rebound. Atchison down the floor. Hernandez goes in, goes up, hands it. Samar with it. It's 31-29. Here come the Phoenix with 4:29 to play. Hugoton with it on the top side. Starts into the lane. Pulls up, jump shot up and rattles and bumps and goes in. And Hugoton flies out on the floor and takes a timeout. Phoenix coming back with 4:20 to go in the game. Hugoton 33, Atchison 29.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeastern Kansas with a location in Waterville, serving all of the Midwest, stocking trailers for manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. And oh, by the way, if they don't have the trailer in stock, they can order custom trailers just for you, built to your specification. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Coming out of the timeout, Hugoton is going to change his tactic a little bit. They're going to go to some full court pressure. And Samar Hernandez takes the inbound pass and will bring it up the floor, no difficulty. Into the full court with it will come the Phoenix. Atchison with the ball down by four. Driving in his tray, feeds across. Smith for two. Trey Carter the assist. Eric Smith with now 4 points tonight. He had that huge 17-point game and 10-point third quarter last night. And out on top, Trey Carter reaches in and picks up the foul. For Trey, it'll be foul number two. For Atchison, it'll be team foul one of the four, or two rather, of the fourth quarter. 33-31. We are midpoint of the fourth quarter. Can Hugoton hang on? They are just gripping by the fingernails here as Atchison has come from 15 down in the second half and are within a bucket. They'll run a little motion. Here's the shot from the top. It's a flop again on top. This time the official doesn't bite, and Atchison comes down with a rebound. We have seen time after time, particularly Griffin Hager, do that flop maneuver. This time, lucky he doesn't hurt himself. Atchison coming up the floor. Trey, in, up, missed the layup. Followed, cheat, no, and there's a foul. Purdy's coming to the line for two, and the Phoenix, with 3:25 to play, have an opportunity to tie the game. The foul is going to be the third. Is that the third? I had him already for three for Griffin Hager. The free throw by Purdy. It's up and good, and it's a 1-point game. 33-32. 3:25 left. We're tied at 33. That racket you hear in the background, that's the Phoenix group. Atchison fans on their feet. Now there's a steal in the backcourt, and Train loses it out of bounds. He makes a headlong dive, bats it away. Hugoton fan on their feet in stunned silence. 3:18 to go. The ball's going to be put in play by Hugoton. Atchison now with momentum. The game is tied for the first time since it was scoreless. Eagles with the ball in the backcourt. Walking it up the floor, down the left side, into the lane, twisting, turning, can't get a shot away. Back over to the right side, it's going to go to Hager. They'll step inside, pull up, one-handed runner, it's up and good. Flop into the floor, but unable to draw the foul. It's going to be Isaac Martin. AHS down the court, down again by a pair, 35-33, 2:50 to go. Top side is going to be Hernandez. For the first time tonight, this whole place making racket. Zamar shoots, can't get it to go in, but draws a foul. Another foul, and suddenly the Hugoton players cannot believe the fouls are going the other way. It is going to be Emmett Gaskell. Is that his fourth? It is. Emmett Gaskell, 4 points, or four fouls, no points for Hugoton. And he continues to look over at his coach and says, "Coach, I didn't do that." Coming to the line for Atchison, it's going to be Zamar. He's got 8 points tonight. Free throw. Perfect. Atchison with, again, an opportunity to tie this game at the free throw line. 1 more shot coming up for Hernandez. For the tie, it's airborne. And no good rebound. Turned away by Hugoton. 35-34. Eagles with the lead in the basketball and 2:40 to play. We've got a great finish coming your way here in Salina, and we're so glad to have you with us here on CARE Radio. Feet over to the right side for the Eagles. Hugoton down to the baseline. Rotates it back out on top to Martin. Isaac looks inside. No room there. Gets it to Deshaun Lewis. Trey Carter tries to bat it away. Lewis tries to drive in. Jumps it over to the right side. Crossover dribble. Back out on top. Lewis goes three. Way short. Rebound, Phoenix. Cheater Purdy coming out with the basketball. Hernandez into the forecourt. Taking it down the right side. Accelerates into the lane. Goes in. Goes up. Won't go. Rebound. Followed up Smith. Missed the bunny. And it's back down to Hugoton. Atchison missed an easy gimme follow shot. And the Eagles dodge a bullet with minute 50 to go in the game, and they're going to take another timeout. Taking a timeout with Hugoton Joseph and a minute 50 to go in the game. It is Eagles 35, the Atchison Phoenix 34.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Tomorrow, one of these teams plays at 2 o'clock for third place. Tomorrow, one of these teams plays at 6:15 for the state championship. We've got a minute 51 to go. Hugoton has the basketball, leading it by one. They put it in play. Atchison defense chases the ball. It's out on top. Standing in the center circle with it over to the right side is going to be Emmett Gaskell. Dumps it over to the left side, and there's an offensive foul. What a job! Jeter Purdy, he stood his ground inside, crashing into him and picking up his fifth foul of the night. Emmett Gaskell, they haven't made the announcement, and now Gaskell, he knows it. He goes to the other end of the floor, but he knows. You can see the look on his face. That is number 5. He is going to foul out for Hugoton. with a minute 39 to go. Phoenix trailing by one. Here comes Trey Carter. Trey crossing midcourt in front of the scorer's table. DeMar Hernandez walking alongside him as they come into the forecourt. Right side, Jay-Z Kelly. Jay-Z looks it up on top to Cheat. Over to the left side, it goes to Trey. He'll accelerate across the baseline, lobs that over to DeMar Hernandez. Little shake and bake, goes to the baseline. Defenders, two of them reach in on him. One from the top, one from the bottom. Let's see against whom this foul is going to be called. The whistle coming at a minute 16 to play. The foul is going to be credited to Jay Acosta. It'll be his third. And back to the free throw line, Zamar Hernandez. Zamar, typically a really good free throw shooter. He's 3 of 5 tonight. And he can give Atchison, are you ready for this, their first lead of the game. Free throw number one is in. It's 35-35. Hugoton has never trailed in this game. Will they after this free throw? The second one. Phoenix lead. 36-35. We're going to get timeout, Atchison. We'll be back. We're in Salina with a minute 16 to go in the game that will determine who goes tomorrow for the state championship. Atchison 36, Hugoton 35.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
The Phoenix, the first team out of the court. They are fired up. And now finally, here comes Hugoton. Zamar, Jeter, Trey, Jay-Z, Eric, the five on the floor for head coach Pat Battle. As the 21-2 teams coming together here tonight, the winner will move on to the championship game tomorrow evening against undefeated McPherson, 24-0. Here we go. Hugoton with the basketball, and they've got it up top side. Must score with this possession. Here's Harris. Kicks it over to the right to Lewis. Back out on top, it'll go to Acosta. Dumps it over to the left. Martin will drive into the lane. Twist, turns, can't get the shot away. Twist, turns. Where's the 3-second call? There's not one. They're going to call a foul instead in the middle against Atchison. The shot got away. It did not go down. They're going to call a foul on Jeter Purdy. And Jeter has done a magnificent job of staying out of foul trouble tonight. That is his first foul of the evening. It is Atchison team foul 3. Couple of free throws coming up for Isaac Martin. Knee bend, shot, yes. We're tied again now at 36. With a minute, or no, excuse me, with 53 seconds left now. For the lead, it's good. Isaac Martin makes it 37-36, and Hugoton back up. Here comes the Phoenix driving in. The shot is up, and it goes in. They're going to wave it off. Another blocking foul. What's happening here is Trey attacks the rim. The defender tries to stay with him. Not fast enough. Can't keep up with Trey once he gets a little movement going. Gets that guy backpedaling. This foul is going to be on Griffin Hager. It'll be his fourth. And at the line, Trey Carter. Only 2 points tonight for Trey. Free throw, yes. We're tied again at 37. 44 seconds to play. One more shot coming up for the Phoenix senior. Up, rolls, in! 38-37, Atchison. officials tell Hugoton coach Trey O'Neill, make your team sit down on the bench. And as they come into the forecourt, there's going to be a timeout, Eagles. Taking a break, Joseph. What a finish we have in store in Salina. 38 seconds of play. It's Atchison 38, Hugoton 37.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska Flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with two for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get two Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, we're back with you in Salina. Hugoton putting the ball in play. Coming out of the timeout. They'll drive right. The ball reached in on it. They're going to call an Atchison foul. Dribbling ankle high and driving to the baseline was Isaac Martin. Then we'll say Atchison reaches in and commits a foul, but that will only be team foul four. But it will also be personal foul number four by Trey Carter. Hugoton brings it in. Little shoulder drop, bump drop again. The turn, the shot, the bucket is up and good by Isaac Martin. He is the man for Hugoton in the fourth quarter. Here comes Atchison. 17 seconds, 16 seconds, 15 seconds. Timeout, Phoenix. We're going to keep it here, Joseph. You've gotten through your list. Let's talk about how this game has gone. Hugoton leaped to a lead. They got up 2-4, 6-0. They got up 12-7 at the end of the quarter. Up a dozen at halftime. Led by as many as 15 in the third quarter. Atchison has battled back. The Phoenix biggest lead of the game. 2 points. Or excuse me, 1 point. Atchison has been up by 1 point a couple of times. They now trail 39-38. These two teams are separated on the court by 1 point with 14 seconds to play. Across the state of Kansas, they represent a wide, wide bit of geography. From Atchison to Hugoton, 412.4 miles. It's a 6-hour, 48-minute ride, but they're as close as they can be here tonight. 39-38, 14 seconds left. Best game of this Class 4A tournament. Here it comes. Inbounds. Atchison to the backcourt. It's Trey. 11 seconds, 10. Trey holding it up in midcourt with 9. Cuts to the right side with 8. Goes to the left side. Jay-Z to Trey. 4 seconds. Trey drives in. Goes in. Hop up. No. Missed, and that's going to do it. Hugoton wins it. The shot doesn't go down. Eagles win it. Final score. Hugoton 39, Atchison 38. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Oh,
with you here in Tyna, Kansas, where the Atchison Phoenix mounted a tremendous comeback effort, but they fall short as Hubertson wins at 39-38 in an incredible low-scoring game. Recapping the scoring for Hugoton, a dozen points for Isaiah Harris. He had 10 at halftime, scored 2 in the third quarter. Only player with double-digit scoring for the Eagles. It was Deshaun Lewis with 8, 5 in the ballgame for Griffin Hager, and then it falls all the way to Acosta's 2, Jimenez 2, but the guy who saved the day for Hugoton with 6 fourth quarter points and 8 of the game, it was Isaac Martin. For Atchison's Phoenix, wow. 13 points for Jeter Purdy and 11 for Zamar Hernandez led the way. Trey Carter with 4. Eric Smith with 4. You had Jace Richards with 4 and Yogi Purdy knocking down the other 2. And of course, in the ball game, Atchison ended up shooting 14 of 35, 40% from the floor, but 1 of 8 from outside, and only 9 of 13 at the free throw line. Hugoton hitting 3 of 14 three-point shots as both teams struggled from outside, but 3 of 14 at 21% was enough for them. But at the free throw line, Hugoton made the difference. They were 8 of 8 at the free throw line tonight. Thank you very much. So, tomorrow we'll have third place game here on Hear Radio. It's a 2 o'clock tip-off, and it will be Atchison and Baldwin meeting up for the third place game in Class 4A. Certainly want to thank you for having me join us here this evening. Once again, the final score, it was a thriller coming right down to the end. Hugoton 39, Atchison Phoenix 38. Typically to tomorrow for our man Joseph back at the Camp Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts here in Salina, Kansas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.